Premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the resoiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Truckers, this summer's the perfect time to switch to Schneider. You know Schneider has led the industry since 1935 and offers the widest variety of career opportunities. And yet, we're still pushing to make the driver experience even better. All new trucks have automated transmissions. We keep expanding our driver mobile app. We're constantly working to maximize driver home time and so much more. Make this the summer you switch to Schneider. Check out everything we're doing for drivers and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
It's football season with plenty of reasons to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, like 70-cent wing Tuesdays and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Fun.
Yeah.
So get loose.
Yeah.
That's
what this
We're
is.
About to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 30th edition of Vineyard Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. The home part, they're not home builders, but they will make your home a better place to live and maybe make it more valuable. And home entertainment room. They'll take care of the cabinetry part of that. They're primarily in the kitchen and bath remodeling business, and we will talk about them, where their showroom is, what they do, how well they do it, and all that. And a joke we have not told for quite a while. And I thought of it today, so we'll tell it.
Hey!
The control board. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. In charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
Oh, hang on a second.
No. No, I don't.
What now?
I said we had a joke we hadn't told in a long time. He wants to know if it's the what joke?
Cheese.
No, not the cheese. I don't know the cheese joke. Oh, I think he means the cheese sandwich joke.
No, it's
another one. You'll like it. It's kind of in that arena. You'll like it. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpress from the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. I've lived in the house I'm in for 30 years. We hit the 30-year mark this April. And the minute we found the house, I liked it more than she did because it was out, not near anything, and she didn't like that. She likes to be near a store, a mall, a grocery, whatever. And it was out there, especially back then, 30 years ago. There were, like, I think, three houses on the whole one-mile road. And we loved everything except we did not like the kitchen. It was back when everybody's house was built with lots of dark wood. All the cabinets were walnut. And the beams were walnut. A lot of wood. A lot of dark wood. We didn't like it. It took 10 years. About 10 years we lived there till we were able to do it right. To remodel the kitchen. And everything that was dark was turned into something light and bright. Not white, but that sort of blonde wood. You know, that's... room seemed twice as big when we did it. Also seemed twice as big because Thompson Price took out a cabinet, an island, that blocked your view from the family room and opened it up so it was wide open. They had a lot of great ideas. That's why out of the three bids, we went with Thompson Price. We looked at the other two bids and we talked to the other two people. One of them didn't have a chance because the bid was actually so low that you knew the work had to be crap. The other bid I remember was pretty close to Thompson Price's bid, but what their ideas and what they had to offer weren't close at all. So for the same money, we knew if we went with Thompson Price, we were asked questions by them that the other people didn't even think to ask. And you realized when they did, these are important questions to ask. Who's left-handed? Is anybody left-handed? Are your parents living? Is there a possibility they may be coming to live with you in the house? If so, we need to be able to accommodate. Who cooks in the house? Does anybody cook? Do you both cook? Does nobody cook? All that stuff's important if you want the kitchen to be the perfect kitchen. And it was. That's how it turned out. And then about a year or two later, we had a bathroom done. A year or two after that, another bathroom. And then another bathroom. And then we had the house added on to. And guess who did the bathroom, not just a remodel, but from the ground up, the entire bathroom. That's right, Thompson Price. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 next to McAllister's Deli. When you go in, be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. That's very important. And we don't care if you talk to somebody else about your kitchen, as long, or bathroom, as long as you make sure that at least one of the companies you talk to has the name you talk to has the name Price in it. Then you know you got the right company. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Their website is thompsonprice.com. The only reason I'm going to... There are two reasons I'm going to do this announcement I'm going to do for Waterloo, for the band parents of Waterloo High School. One is because I went to Waterloo High School for 2 years. It was not always a pleasant experience, especially the first year, because I was the only new kid at Waterloo High School. Waterloo, Illinois is a very German, close-knit, everybody in school has always lived there, and so did their parents and their parents, that kind of place. So when you go there as the new kid, you get stared at a lot. Because they're not used to having, at least then, they weren't used to having new kids. But I did go there, junior and senior years. So for that reason, and because Delane asked me to do this, and I love Delane, I will mention the flea market. It's the 7th annual indoor-outdoor Waterloo High School Band Parents Flea Market. It will be at the Monroe County Fairgrounds Labor Day weekend, which is this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And there'll be antiques and collectibles and furniture and household items and crafts and all that kind of thing. Now, what's tough about doing this is I don't have anywhere to send you for more information. There's no website. You just need to remember that that flea market is this weekend. And if you live over near Waterloo and you want to help the band parents, then head out to the Monroe County Fairgrounds. The other thing I found interesting, I told Peon, even when I was in high school, it seemed like the band parents were always having to raise money. Do the band... do you have to buy, I guess, your own uniforms here in the
Sometimes. Well, you had that with your daughter with choir. You
know? Oh, yeah.
There was
yeah.
all, I mean, I think pretty much yeah. every...
So I didn't play football, and my kids didn't play. So if you're on the football team in high school, do you have to buy the football uniform?
No, you don't usually buy the uniforms.
Why doesn't the school provide a band with uniforms?
Oh, no. They have uniforms there, but you...
I guess this is for travel.
Well, travel, and there are some other things that you have to. You rent the instruments. A lot of the band parents will rent instruments too, and the choir is.
I wonder
the
if
same
I'd been
thing.
Any good. You ever wonder? Well, you play bass, Pion. You ever wonder if you'd been any good on an instrument? I do wonder that. Because I wanted to be in the band. I couldn't.
Oh, sure. I mean, I would love to be able to play guitar or something, but I don't know if my, you know, I just watching people play it, I don't know if my brain is, I think your brain has to be wired a certain way. To
I don't
to
think
pick
I would have been
it.
Any good at it, but I wish I could have tried it. I remember a guy came to our school. It was like Robert Preston in Music Man or something. He came and there was an assembly. And he represented some music store or something, and they had instruments mm-hmm. up on stage, and they said, you know, no, you can, you tell your parents you can rent, like Dan said, you can rent these instruments. Rich kids could buy them. We didn't have any rich kids in that little hillbilly hick town in Tennessee. But I remember I went home, and I thought, what do I want to play? Do I want to play a trombone? Do I want to play? And I decided on a cornet. Cornet's like a small trumpet, kind of like a trumpet. And I went home, I told my dad, I said, hey, the band director had a guy come in and, you know, you can rent instruments. My dad right away said, we can't afford to rent instruments. And I said, well, you could buy. I found a used cornet for $50. And he said, that's what I make a week before they take anything out of my check. No, there's no way we can do that. And then I realized I couldn't do it anyway because band and sports, you practiced after school.
Oh, yeah.
Every day after school, since I was 11, I went to work, right to work. So I wasn't able to practice anyway. But I do wonder... And
drums, that's one, too, I would have liked to
I did think
play.
About the drums. But I honestly believe I would not have been any good. Because, like you said, I don't think I have the brain to play an instrument. I just don't. You have to have a certain natural ability.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't have it.
William Cleveland is on the line.
He is?
On the blinking line, yes.
Do we do his full introduction? I thought he wasn't going to be able to make it.
Well, he didn't think he was, but he is able to make it now.
Well, let's give him, where is he? Where is he?
He's in North Dakota. I can't remember the city.
From some city that Dan cannot remember the name of in North Dakota, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce and the Priest and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Their app is STL Taxi, and it works, and it's free. Laclede Cab, and now from somewhere in North Dakota, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Bill, no, I didn't think you could make it after top of the hour.
Yeah, neither did I, but moved some things around to join you. Hope that's
all
right.
Where are you in North Dakota?
Right now I am actually at Theodore Roosevelt National Park in Medora, North Dakota.
Never heard of it.
Medora?
Hmm. Medora, I hope, yeah, I'm saying it right. Medora, yeah. Now I'm sitting right outside the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. How about that?
Ooh.
I actually would like to see that. I like cowboys.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm reading the marquee right now. North Dakota's top cowboy museum in 2010. So there you go. Might want to check that out.
All right.
I prepared just a little material, but I want to quickly just say, if you don't mind, yesterday I mentioned this Beartooth Scenic Highway, and I had a ton of listeners that were listening to the show yesterday email, and they backed up what I said, that it was the most scenic drive they have ever taken anywhere in the United States. So
I'm going to make that drive one day, because I plan one day to get in a car and we're just going to drive. Just go.
Yeah.
And just
you absolutely
going.
Have to do it. I'm telling you. Breathtaking.
And what's it
really,
called? What's
really
it called
cool.
again? What highway?
It's called the Beartooth Scenic Byway, and it is between, it's like southeast of Billings, Montana, and it'll take you all the way to the south entrance of Yellowstone National Park. You swing from Montana, you dip down into Wyoming, and then back up into Montana. That's really cool.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, a new study has found that being good-looking can hurt a man's career because the people in charge of hiring see attractive men as a threat. Yeah, so if you're a guy who was recently hired for a new job, but congratulations, you're ugly.
Yeah, that's what it means.
And a new report shows the number of babies named Hillary has decreased 90% since Bill Clinton was president.
Good.
Yeah. And this is interesting. There's never been a baby named Bernie. Never. Never have.
I don't think there has been.
Yeah. And finally, this happened. Well, researchers have found that children in preschool are exercising only 12% of the day. That's not good. The rest of the day was spent napping, eating, or generally sitting around doing nothing. It's called training them to be good Americans.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the air is a little different up here.
That's the problem.
You can tell. The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota. I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
There he goes. Bill Clevland. All right, we have a golf tournament September 23rd. I haven't felt very well the last couple of days, so I haven't talked about it, but I got an update today. We have 30 foursomes. There are only 9 left. So here's what I'd like to ask you to do. I want this golf tournament to sell out, and it will, but I'd like to get it over with to get it so we can just say sold out because of who it's for. Backstoppers, police officer families, okay? I've never hosted a golf tournament. If this doesn't go well, I'm not going to host another one. So help me out here. We have 9 foursomes left, $100 per player. All the profits go to backstoppers. We also have one of the foursomes will be, we'll give the opportunity for somebody to play with me, Dan, and Peon. It'll be you, Dan, Peon, and me. We have a bid that still sits at $1,500. Please, somebody out there, you know who you are. Male, female, successful enough that a couple of thousand dollars is not only not going to change your life, but knowing where it's going to go, you feel like we feel, that you are sick and tired of all of this. One of the things I did see that Beyonce or somebody did at some thing was some dance to portray police brutality. I am tired of hearing about police brutality. We should certainly be aware when a rogue bad cop does something stupid, but we should be equally aware of all of the great things that cops do above and beyond what they're paid to do. There's far more of that. And I the news media seems to only want to give attention to pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. Sick of that crap. So it's time to make a statement in support of the police. And I can't think of a better way to do it than supporting the families of fallen police officers. And that's what Backstoppers does. So we need a new bid to top the $1,500 by at least $500. Gary, we appreciate that bid, but I want somebody to knock you out of first place. You can make that bid by emailing me, FrankOpinion@Yahoo.com. You will play 18 holes with me, Dan, and Peon. I doubt you will ever have a more entertaining round of golf in your life because I am the worst golfer you will ever play with. Dan is the most blind golfer you will ever play with.
Yeah.
And Peon is the most inconsistent power golfer you'll ever play with. He hits it like it's coming out of a cannon, but nobody knows where it's going to go.
That's exactly right.
It might go to the next town. So you'll have a great time. Give it some thought. We appreciate your at least thinking about it. FrankOpinion@Yahoo.com. Or you can call Dan right now and say, here, I'm in for $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 or whatever. Let's just top the $1,500 if we can. I don't have any more time for anything else, and I do have, we'll get to it tomorrow. I do have a great joke. It takes the, if you tell it right, it takes a while. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a guy who's dining in a restaurant he has wanted to dine in for a long, long time, and it took him a year to get in, to get reservations. That's how popular this place is. And it's well known for not only being a fine restaurant, but for being run with such efficiency. And the owner insists on perfection and efficiency. Not a minute is to be wasted. No customer's time is to be taken for granted. So this guy is sitting, he's finally gotten into this restaurant, and he's looking around, and everything is perfect. And his waiter comes over, and like all the other waiters, he has a spoon, a silver spoon, in his jacket pocket, breast pocket. And the customer says, can I ask you a question? He goes, sure, anything. He says, what's with the spoon in all the waiters' pockets, the silver spoon? He goes, well, that's a good question, and there's a good reason for it. Our boss, as you may know, is an efficiency. He's obsessed with efficiency. The most commonly dropped utensil is a spoon. And he figures if we all have silver spoons in our pockets, when someone drops a spoon, boom, we're right there with a spoon. Here's a spoon to replace the one you dropped. And the customer says, wow, who would ever think to do something like that? What's with the string coming off the button on your shirt? And the waiter says, oh my goodness, you weren't supposed to see that. That was supposed to be tucked behind. Oh, I'm so sorry. You shouldn't have seen that string. He goes, well, I have seen it. Now, what is it? He says, oh man, don't tell management. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody. If you tell me, what's the string? He says, the string is tied to one of the buttons on my white shirt. And it goes down, and it's attached to my penis. The customer says, what? He says, it's all about efficiency. You see, that way, we all have it. Mine was supposed to be tucked behind the button better, and I'm sorry it wasn't, but we all have the silver spoons, and we all have the string from a button down to our penises. And he says, but why? And the waiter says, well, again, it's about efficiency. When we go to the bathroom, we unzip, we lift the string, penis comes out, you go to the bathroom. Washing hands takes time. Time is money. This way, you don't have to wash your hands because you don't touch your penis. You pull the string, penis pops out, you go to the bathroom. The customer says, okay, but how do you get your penis tucked back in your pants? He goes, well, I don't know about the other waiters, but I just use the spoon.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You've got a new accident now on northbound 270 before Doherty Ferry that's blocking the right lane. They have cleared that accident on westbound, or they've at least opened up all the lanes on westbound 4064 at Long Road. The accident is still there up against the median wall, but all lanes are open, and you're still jammed up, and it goes from Timberlake Manor all the way out past the to the Spirit Air, Spirit Overpass. Then you've got southbound 270. That's running slow to stop and go between Highway 70 down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, things are jamming up now from Highway 370 around the bend through West Florissant. Then we have westbound 370 slow from 270 out to the Discovery Bridge. Westbound 364, that's jammed pretty solid now from Highway 270 out past the Veterans Bridge. And downtown eastbound 40, looks like we're slowing from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by AccountTemps. As the leader in specialized temporary staffing for accounting and finance professionals, AccountTemps matches your staffing needs with skilled temporary specialists. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Professional football team that's going to play in Los Angeles, they canceled their Legends game, I guess due to a combination of low demand, possibly players that weren't happy with their situation to be in this game.
Way to go, guys. You're off to a rousing start out in Los Angeles. 6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of Friday, September 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Cardinals take on the Milwaukee Brewers, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, September 9th, it's the Eddie Goodell Bobblehead, presented by Maryville University. Saturday, September 10th, it's the Adult Hooded Sweatshirt, presented by AT&T. And on Sunday, it's the Cardinals Beverage Stoneware Coaster Set, presented by Coca-Cola and Schnucks. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, Sunday, September 11th, the Cardinals face the Brewers, and it's the Cardinals Beverage Stoneware Coaster Giveaway presented by Coca-Cola and Schnucks. The set includes four ceramic Cardinals coasters. 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, entering with a ticket, will take home these beverage coasters that are the perfect addition to any table, desk, or even man cave. That's September the 11th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Richmond Heights to Melville, Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End, Sunset Hills to Soulard, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Call St. Louis Closet Company today and schedule a free in-home estimate and hear about their 25th anniversary special. 314-781-9000. We're looking forward to this. Thursday, September 1st, taking the show on the road live at RTP. That's 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park, just outside of Highway 44. Get your outdoor questions answered. Factory reps from Husqvarna, Intimidator UTVs, the Spartan Zero Turn Mowers, and hunting experts all there. Plus, remember Tim Azell? He's going to stop by. He's got a new TV show coming out, Martin and Randy. And don't forget, when we're at RTP, talking about the largest selection of Yeti coolers. Come by Thursday, September 1st, and be ready to play.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Normally, this is where we say we're going to Southern California, but no. Today, we're going to Dallas, Texas, because that's where he is. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And they're on the east end of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards are always a good idea. From Dallas, Texas, Big D. What was that? What was that outburst? Let's try this again. Edit out that blurb.
Okay.
From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
You know, you're the only station I'm doing. I mean, I'm on vacation, but, you know, I do it for you because...
As it should be.
For two reasons. One reason is Frank and I are good friends. Second reason is if I'm not in here, the show goes to hell.
Well, yeah.
I'm what?
The show goes to hell if Mike's not on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I had a couple glasses of wine already.
What? Uh-huh.
I don't think location keeps you from drinking wine. I don't think.
What?
I don't think where you're located ever prevents you from drinking wine.
I don't think so. You want to pop this question?
Yeah, this is a horrible cell signal, but go ahead.
You want me to go outside?
No. Just go ahead.
No. You can wait a second.
I don't know if that'll make a difference.
No, I'm walking through the restaurant now.
He's in a restaurant.
Very cute girl sitting with her boyfriend. They're just passing. Hi, how are you?
Leave her alone.
Oh.
Outside the door.
Be great if somebody's boyfriend punched him in the face while we're listening.
Uh-oh. Leaving the building.
He's always in a restaurant. You understand?
Yeah.
Man likes
he's only 300 pounds.
Is that better?
But he does.
Yeah, that's probably a little better. Go ahead, pop quiz question.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who does not have autism. Dan Aykroyd, Courtney Love, Tim Burton, Steve Martin. Answer in a minute. Hottest nugget of the day, that Kanye and Kim's marriage is definitely on the rocks.
No.
Those poor kids.
frankly, I think you need to be very strong during this. It's a tough thing to have to hear. People are probably driving their cars to work and having trouble, but I have to bring you what's going on. Truth. All this week, there's all laws in foreign countries. Today, from Guam, where there are men who have full-time jobs of traveling to country villages and deflowering virgins. And the reason is that in Guam, it's against the law for virgins to marry.
Really?
You like that job? Who wants that job?
Well, yeah.
Actually, I don't.
I don't think so either, no. Most unusual quote of the week, Bill Clinton says, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm one of those people that no matter what I say, people believe me.
He actually said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually said that.
Wow.
Oh, I was at an intersection on the way to the airport this morning.
I have a brother who's a drug addict.
Yeah, we know.
I'm very proud of him.
We know you are.
That's a great drop. You have to use that more often.
Yeah.
Reminds me, I was at an intersection on the way to the airport, and I was at a red light. There was a car in front of me, and also a car to the right of me.
I cannot understand anything he's saying.
What?
You're moving around or something because like that.
I'm standing perfectly still.
Okay, try it again. You're in traffic.
In an intersection.
Two cars were ahead of me.
Okay.
We're out of light.
Okay.
The car on the right had a bumper sticker that read, I bid one, no Trump. That was their bumper sticker.
I bid
one, no Trump.
One, no Trump.
I don't know what that means.
Well, if you played bridge, you would understand.
I don't play bridge.
Oh.
Well, there's certain people that do.
Well, you know. Three of us don't. We didn't get it.
Spades. I think spades, they're called Trump.
There's exactly. That's true. The car ahead of me had a bumper sticker. Vote for Hillary. She's not indicted yet. I don't know. I thought they were kind of cute. Back to back. Hey, when Kanye West opened up his pop-up clothing store last week in New York, several hundred people showed up and police had a whole bunch of crowd control. Now I can tell you, is it
true?
Most of the people who showed up were paid by Kanye West.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I would hate to think that a lot of people would show up for anything he did.
I agree. The Cato Institute releases an annual list of the freest and least free states to live in. We're talking about government rules, regulations, taxes, personal local rules, laws, etc. The most free states to live in are number 5, New Hampshire, number 2, number 5, New Hampshire, number 4, Alaska, number 3, Oklahoma, number 2, Indiana, number 1, freest state, South Dakota. The least free state.
California.
Number 5, Maryland. Number 4, New Jersey. Number 3, Hawaii. Number 2, and number 1, tied, New York and California.
I knew it. I knew it.
Not surprised. 3-part miniseries about JonBenet Ramsey's murder begins September 18th. A lot of new information. I think it's going to be really well done. And on the state in history day, August 3rd, I won finally. Stop the applause, please.
This was a...
You know what? I shouldn't have 3 glasses of wine before I do this.
You shouldn't have 3 glasses of wine and a marginal cell signal. Who is that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. We heard something.
What woman goes, are you sitting inside or outside today?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. They're in the middle of a parking lot. Do you mind?
And
I'm
finally,
trying to be troopers, what I'm trying to
and,
be.
And finally.
State history, Martin Luther King, David Letterman started the late show. And finally. What an abortion this is.
Edit this whole thing out.
What an abortion.
He's cognizant of it.
At least.
Name the name of a celebrity who does not have autism. Dan Aykroyd, Courtney Love, Tim Burton, or Steve Martin.
Oh, man. I'll go Courtney.
Courtney Love.
Tim Burton.
I'm really sorry about today's report. It's pretty.
No, you're not.
It's all right.
Steve Martin.
Okay. Go back and have another glass of wine.
Why don't you stay with me while I walk back in the restaurant?
Sure,
just,
why not?
Just take a second. Right?
Go ahead.
Old music.
Sure.
Listen.
Why not?
Old music. Who and going out, in the restroom.
Who came out and yelled at you?
Into now into the waiting room and now into the main dining room. Here we go.
Nice.
This is exciting.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right, now scream real loud in the middle of it.
There's that girl going, hey, nice boobs.
Do your sign off real loud.
Okay. And we're seeing. Okay, Mike Evans, see ya.
That's the worst report ever. And we're sorry, we apologize. I do my banking at First Community Credit Union. I would like for you to consider doing the same. I'm not telling you to do it, I'm asking you to think about it. First Community Credit Union has become a tremendous supporter of this show and of the yard sale on Saturday morning, which there won't be one this Saturday. Mizzou football. I know, it's a long story. Mizzou football isn't at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. You'd have to talk to management here about how these decisions are made. But it will return September 10th, the following Saturday. First Community Credit Union, the only sponsor of the yard sale. First Community Credit Union, the only bank that I have used for the last, I don't know, 7-8 years or so, at least. It's a place to bank. All right, it's not a union like you join a union like the Retail Clerks Union, Teamsters Union. First Community Credit Union is a place to do all your banking. And now anybody can bank there. In the old days, you had to work at Monsanto. Not anymore. Anybody can get great rates. Anybody can get, well, what we believe is preferential treatment because you're not just a customer, you are a member. There are 42 locations. This First Community Credit Union has grown so much in the last few years, and I think in great part to you folks. 42 and another one on the way. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
They just cleared the accident that was on northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. All lanes are now open. Still a little bit of a backup that goes between Marshall Road and Big Bend. Now, southbound 270 is another story. You're slow north of Dorset all the way down through Marshall Road. Then you have southbound 170 stop and go from Olive through Highway 40. Westbound Highway 40 still jams up almost in front of Busch Stadium. That goes out through Highway 170. And then you're slow again from 141 to about a little bit west of Chesterfield Parkway West before things finally open up. Westbound 70, it's going to be a slow go past Union, Jennings Station Road, again past the airport, all the way out through 5th Street. Westbound 370, that's still slow from Highway 270 to the Discovery Bridge. Same thing on westbound 364 from Highway 270 past the Veterans Bridge. And on eastbound Highway 270, you're slowing down McDonald. Stop and go through Highway 170, slow through 367. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Account Temps Salaried Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, Robert Half Company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday on the McGraw Show, cardiologist Dr. Michael Lim, Kat Neville from Beast Magazine, and Martin Kilgoyne on the Rams Roundtable. It's all starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
Blue Moon Barbecue Sauce is back at Buffalo Wild Wings. Rich, tangy barbecue sauce combines with the citrus flavors of Blue Moon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Thank you for tolerating me running on 6 of 8 cylinders. I'll be back in full whatever tomorrow. Have a great, what is this, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
You okay, Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
All right,
Dan. Goodbye,
Dan. Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An employee at a Bridgeton auto auction business spots a child in a hot car. The charges the boy's father now faces.
Stormy trends will continue into this evening, and we're tracking our next cold front.
Hands on in a mugshot.
A suspect's picture worth at least 1,000 words.
Plus, a vandal targets a charity in an arson attack, sending donations up in smoke.
But first on Fox, an alert worker at a Bridgeton business may have saved a child's life when he spotted a boy with seizures left alone inside a hot vehicle on Friday.
Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports the boy's father is now charged with a felony in the incident. She joins us now from the Bridgeton police station. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, you may not think 10 minutes inside a parked car on a hot day could be dangerous, but child safety experts say it truly is. In fact,